السميع العليم، من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب يوم جنده الدهر غالب، ولو ضعف تراهم يا معملا. لك الحمد والشكر المسرد دائما، فلن يخشى من يلجا اليك توكلا. صلاه وتسليما على طه احمد وآل واصحاب ومن كان مرسلا. اللهم آتني الحكمة وفصل الخطاب، ومن أوتي الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا، وما يذكر إلا أولي الألباب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, especially those that ask me what was I supposed to preach in with English language, I will say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for combating our singing another blessing of Ramadan. And if you can remember from where we have stopped, we stopped in the verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar. We are talking about the reason for the volition of this verse. And before continuation, I would like the Allahumma to recite this verse, inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi, Allahumma tafaddal mashkur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المطهر بين السماء والأرض الآيات لقوم يعجلون.
نعم، الله سبحانه وتعالى سيدات إني في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها فهي بالأرض بعد موتها وبتسيء من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. And yesterday we heard the reason for the revelation of this verse is to restart nation. And the scholars said that the reason for the revelation of this verse that we will not the reason for the revelation of this verse إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار وذات ابن عباس said that the Quraysh Arab they asked for Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that O Muhammad your God is this وإلهكم إله واحد that your God is one God. Therefore how could one God be sufficient to the people of this world entirely? That means they take that one God will not be sufficient to the people of this world entirely. And when they asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why, how this should happen? Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that when the last man is taking to the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس. Here is the reason for the completion of this verse. Und auch gut in diesem Skolas. Na, Mom, gut, wie ihr seht, was? Ah! Und Mom, bei ihr seht, ihr seht, wie das? Und der Revelation, ob dies was? Was das? Du weißt! Acht vor Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Das. Ja, Muhammad. If you are really a prophet, then you should ask your Allah to turn the mountain of Safa to be gold. Gold, yes, yes. We will, with that, we can fight because of you, because we have money. But now you want us to believe in you. That is no money. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوْسِقُوا لِي. Agreed with me that I will do that. They say we agree. But you too, you are supposed to take a promise that you will do. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn the mountain of Safa to be gold. And after that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the mountain of Safa to be gold. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that he sent the angel Jibreel. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required your request. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they must believe in you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the mountain of Safa to be gold. And if not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them the most painful punishment. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. As according to Malaika, or to say the angel Jibreel, said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what Allah said. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kind. My people, even after turning the mountain of Safa to be gold, they can also disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even with that. Therefore, I don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the mountain of Safa to be gold to my people. But let me leave them. And after tomorrow, the kuffar, they ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, why is the gold that you say you will ask Allah to turn Safa? The Safa turned to gold, he said no. Of why? Prophet was silent. It is only the believers. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them what comes and what happens. Allah asked Malaika to tell him this and that. At the end, he requires from Allah, let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not change the mountain of Safa to be gold. Let him leave it as how it is. Therefore, according to some scholars, this is the viewing for the revelation of Bizras, what? Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal ard. Then they say, ah, I, the God of Muhammad, cannot send it to be gold. It's not because of anything. It's just because he cannot do it. No. Who says that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the mountain of Safa to be gold. We confirm with that. Don't them and people that don't know that. But we already know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the mountain of Safa to be gold. Because in this verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, some scholars say, ah, I think Allah is talking about how Allah is. It is grateful. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the mountain of Safa to gold, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his oxygen, yeah. Therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his oxygen, what will we, how can we be alive? We will never be alive. Will we eat the gold? But we will even die. What can we do? Nothing. When Allah says, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created the heavens. And Allah is the one that do this, that and that. Therefore now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take his way, that Allah said from the heavens. Therefore, which water can we drink? And with which water we can use in our normal activities? That is not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now He turned the mountain also for us. Let us see if we can eat the gold, how we will be transformed. What will we do? Even if you take it to buy something, there is no food in the world. And with rain, you can grow your food, like mango, rice, and anything else. Therefore, now if Allah take just rain and leave us anything in this world, what will you do with it? Will you eat a shoe? Will you eat a shell? Or will you eat the gold that you abandon something with it? Well, there is no food, there is no rest. Therefore, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do that. He created the heavens and the alteration of night and day and this and that. And Allah sent the rain from the heavens. And all you cannot look to that. So you where Allah cannot turn the mountain of suffer to God. Is this something difficult for Allah who created the heavens? What is it? Instead turning the mountain of suffer to God to Him. Thus it is because at the end you will not believe in Him. That is why He said, let Him not change the mountain of Safa to be gold. It is not because of anything. This, according to some scholars, they say that this is the reason for the religion of this verse. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ. The scholars said that, what you say, the scholars of Luga, they say the word Fulik, the literal meaning of Arabic language. Fulik, it means world. It means a ship that sails on water. That is Fulik. And if we say Falaka means an astronomer. But if you say Fulik, it means ship. And it can take many ships or one ship. You cannot say Aflak, you mean many ships. No, just Fulik, it can take one or two or more than three. Therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, وَبَصَّ فِيهَا, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread in this world and any place, any type of creation in this world, any place and anywhere. It's crazy. Because in a bush, you can get animals. It isn't like that. This, you can get goat inside. You can get this. You can get this. Therefore, Allah, وَبَصَّ فِيهَا, and therefore, when Allah said Dabbatin, He means the humans and the animals. Because Dabbatin can take humans and the animals. Because كل ما يدب على الأرض فهو دابة, according to the scholars. Anything that moves on the ground, it is دابة. You, human being, are you not moving on earth? You are. You are doubting. Snakes? You are. Animals? Yeah. Birds? They are among doubting. Because they move from one place to another. Therefore, we can call that thing that moves from one place to another on earth as doubting. And there is no harm in saying that. This is according to the scholars of Luga when they entered to this verse. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that at the end, Allah said that لَآيَةٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَكِلُونَ. All these are evidence to those that have sense. Now for anyone that have no sense, he cannot read this verse and understand anything. We'll just finish and close it. But the sensible man is the one that will read this verse and think about Allah. Allah is the one that will That's. Then he will think about Allah. But the one that is not says, will you not do that? That is why Allah said, ayat in the comment, yaqilun. Those that have sins. And with this verse, the scholar said that all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this world, it is not because of anything, just because He is the Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Because what are we doing that we suppose that from Allah? What? If it is prayer, some are not praying in the real time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks. Some even they are not even praying at the time. So when at the night, then all the will match their prayers. Therefore, with that, do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us all what He gives us in this world? Does Allah do that because He's Azama? Not because of our works. Just because of Himself. And because of what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us not think that, hey, I our works are the one that make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create it, seven heavens, and do that. No. If it is that, then we haven't suffered anything from Allah because our work cannot reach to that level. When this one will drink alcohol, this one will kill this one, how Allah will give us all this? That is why scholars said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything He will ask Him, He can give you. Because He is the one that created Jesus and this and this. Therefore, ask Allah, and Allah will give you. Anything ask Allah, something that can. If I ask all these things, at the end Allah is your kind. I'm tired. My team will end. No. Because Allah is giving. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hating those that are not what? Are not beating Allah. Are not seeking from Allah anything. Those them, they rely on themselves. No. Ask Allah. Allah will give you more than your own. الله يكذب إن تركت سؤاله وابن آدم حين يسأل يكذب يكذب. That means Allah سبحانه وتعالى is angry with the one that is not asking Him. Just asking the humility. But Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, we people, the time that someone is asking you is the time that you are. How this one will be asking you? You are angry, but Allah, the time that you say you're not asking and the time that you will be angry. Quick action I will give. But remember, it's done action. If not, I will be angry. Therefore, that is different. Therefore, Allah asks him. Because it was narrated from Hadith al-Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said from the beginning of the hadith, يَا إِبَادِ لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فعليت كل واحد ما سألته ما نقص ذلك في ملك شيئا إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. الله سبحانه وتعالى said that, يا عبادي, you people, if the people of the first world and the end are anything you need from me, ask me. And if I give you all what you ask from me, that will not take anything from what I have. It will not reduce anything. Because His own is more than your own. He is one that gives you. And for what will you say now? We take all from Allah. Now Allah will take it from you. Will be asking you. That is not that time. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does any time He is giving. The Shaykh Ma'aghadiza, he said in his book, Waqutu Ma'aghadiza, that Baya ganin kashin abinda kamallaka kumayi kasamu shi ya baka da sanshi mai baka duk bai baka bai baka ba kyautar su in ya baka baka tashi rana guda ɗaya ce wata ɗaya ce kusan kowa kowa gida na isa a san hasken shi shi ne saboda Ubangiji haƙuri da gai komai mutum shika ayyukata ya san shi, sai sai za baya ganin kyashin abin da ka mallaka, komai ka samu shi ba ka san shi. Anything get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give you. I believe you can. I take much from Allah. Now my own. Then Allah said, Allah is going to give you. He said that anything someone will give at the end, his own will end. What about Allah's one? It will ever end. It will never. And Allah, and he said again that from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create to us, we people, is sun and moon. He said that Rana guda ɗaya ce, wata ɗaya ne kusan kowa gida na za a san hasken shi. The sun is one and moon is one, but you will see how sun will be shining and will be lighting any place. For example, if you close everywhere and there is a place that is not closed, therefore the shining of the sun will penetrate through that place and then you will be seeing light. How? Allah, what about globes? Anywhere you will put globes, there. Will it penetrate from a small place and you will be seeing light? When you can take it and put it in the room, then it will penetrate and you can see the light in all the place. Therefore, because of the time, I will like to stop here. That means if you come tomorrow, we will continue from this verse that Allah said in the Khalqa Samawat wal Ard, Waqtilafi al-layli wan nahari wal fulki allati tajri fi al-bahri bima yanfa'u an-nas. I pray for long life, upload this from Mawlana Ashraf Tayyib Usman Bucci. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Muslims to be united entirely. And may Allah forgive my mother, Sayyida Amina, and my grandfather, Sheikh Ali Mayasin, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and grant them at Jannah al-Firdaus, and make their graves rooted in the Jannah, by the Sheikh of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Fatihi lima. أغلق وخاتم الماء سبقنا في الحج في الحج والآجيلة سراتك المستقيم وعلى آله يغرد من قدام العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.